Finally. This morning we've done a whole new thing, Daily Scramble Live, and I think it's been a success. At least we're still alive, Tyler and I, and we haven't bruised each other too much. So, it's 20 after 10, so now we're going to introduce our live band in the studio. Very happy to welcome Pompeia. Got a new album out called Real.
And, that's true.
And that is true, right? Because we were just talking about the Wikipedia page, and there's some stuff on there that may not be true. Danny Broad, how you doing?
Good.
Try the other mic.
The other mic.
There you go, man.
I don't hear myself right
now.
You're in there. You're good. You're with us. Okay. How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Oh yeah, just waking up right now at the moment.
I know it's way too early in the morning to get a band in here, but you guys, you look all right. You're young and fresh and. You're from Russia. That's wild, isn't it?
It was a long trip to here from Russia.
No.
All the way, 12 hours. Plus 1 hour to drive.
Where are you living? Living in L.A.?
At Highland Park right now. We stand at Highland Park.
In L.A. Nice. And you managed to get out of the Soviet Union. That's some big stuff. Soviet Union still, right?
Soviet Union is still right. It's still okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Soviet Union. I was a kid.
Do you ever? I wasn't. I remember it.
You know better.
I remember the
Can
whole
you tell
thing.
Us?
I'm scared right now. The place is full of Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
We're dangerous.
Do you ever think, wow, I'm Russian? That's weird.
Yeah, it helps us yesterday.
Yeah, what happened yesterday?
Well, just two strange guys came up from the shadow trees and they asked, hey, bro, do you have a dollar? And I'm like, why do you need a dollar? Why do I have to give you a dollar? I'm Russian. I said, oh, I love Russians, and he's run away.
Really?
I don't know.
You scared him?
Hopefully.
He thought you were going to nuke him.
He a little bit scared me, though.
He thought you were going to drop a bomb on him or something.
I think he sounded so weird that they decided he's maybe out of his mind, something like that.
Right, he just thought he was a lunatic.
Do you ever speak Russian in a place where you don't want people to understand what you're saying?
Yeah, actually, Russian about 5 minutes ago for the live.
Because you didn't want us to hear that you were talking.
It just because we want to understand each other better.
Not because you had anything mean to say about us.
We don't know as good to say mean things about you.
No, that's true. But I'm excited. My great grandparents were Russian.
Oh.
Seriously. You can't tell by my big Russian head.
So
my wife says I've got a big Russian head.
They came before the revolution.
A big Russian head?
No, they ran away from the pogroms.
Oh,
That kind of thing.
They ran away from what?
From the Cossacks.
Oh, from Cossacks?
Yeah, they ran away from Cossacks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We too.
Yeah, you guys came. I mean, are you living in L.A. now, all of you?
Oh, we just try to move here. So we just stay in different places, but we now in the promo runs. So basically we're changing the house almost every week because right now we go into our next promo run. It's going to be at Seattle and Santa Barbara and something in between. Santa Barbara is it September 17th.
Right.
Seattle is September 12th.
So. And where's that Santa Barbara gig in case people want to go?
Oh, I remember it's Soho House or something like that.
Okay. We'll put the info online.
Yeah, we're going to put the info. Sorry, I'm not.
So you're basically on the move right now. You don't have a place that you've settled and you've come all the way from Moscow, Russia, trying to make it work in California, just staying wherever you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That must be pretty crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
But we're kind of having fun. We're trying to have fun from all of it.
Yeah, no, I bet you are. And it's easy to make fun of differences between people, but there is an international language.
We learn a lot of new, just seeing a lot of new towns and things and faces, and it's still cool.
Is America what you expected it to be? Is it like you expected it to be?
To me, yes. But we are not first time in America. We already have been here in 2012. We recorded our second album in Los Angeles, in Bedrock.
Cool. Well, you want to play some music?
I was going to say the same thing.
Can. See?
Yeah. And now it's time to play some music from our latest LP called Reeled. And this single is called Pasadena. Thank you.
up and over. Broke the boat, I'm feeling fine. Keep dancing with your mind. Call me when you're sober, but don't cross the yellow line.
Pompeia live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. That was their song Pasadena, which I think is so interesting. When I first heard that song, I read that you were from Moscow, Russia, and you had a song called Pasadena. So how did that area influence you? Why did you write a song about it?
Yeah, we've been in Pasadena once before we wrote this song, but I would not say that this area in particular has influenced us, because we've been just in some stores like App Store.
Right.
And but for some reason the name is inspired me, so the name of a city. And doing the other demo song, when I was about to do sketch vocals, this name just somehow appears when I start to sing. And I was thinking, if it appears, maybe I can build the story around some particular town.
It does say, it is an interesting sound, Pasadena, because we hear it all the time because we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're new to the place, then these words jump out at you as being interesting, right?
And also we have a free advertisement all around the town, right. Signs, green signs saying Pasadena.
Really?
They promote in our single.
That's great. That's great.
So the government are promoting.
You'll always have a home in Pasadena. Yeah.
I think it sounds pretty Italian, maybe, Pasadena.
Pasadena.
So it goes,
Pasadena,
goes well
yeah.
with Pompeia, I think. Pompeia, Pasadena.
Yeah, talk about that. What's the origin of your band's name, Pompeia?
So it takes from ancient times. So there was an ancient woman called Pompeia. That's not the town Pompeii that were
Pompeia
destroyed.
Sula.
Yeah, and yeah, Pompeia Sula. She was beautiful.
Hope.
That's all we know about her.
And that's enough. That's enough for a band name, huh?
Well, the band name appears just independently from any story. But later we just found that Pompeia is also a name. It actually a name. Some girls probably named, even right now, maybe in Rome, maybe in Italy.
Maybe, yeah.
I met one girl in Silver Lake, and when I showed her a CD, she said, like, wow, this is the name of my boss.
Huh.
That is interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not the town in Italy that was destroyed
because
by Vesuvius.
Because the town is a different name, Pompeii.
Right.
And we didn't want him to change the A word, A letter from our name, so we decided to move to the other store.
See, I'm a stupid Brit and he's a stupid American, and we don't know if Pompeia is the correct pronunciation of Pompeia. We have no idea. We don't really know anything.
Pompeia. I wish to know how Americans will pronounce.
They'll really draw it out. Pompeia.
Pompeia.
That's how it'll get drawn out in American
Pompeia.
Accent. Yeah.
I hope it will not be problem to our career.
No. It's going to be fine. So. As long as they're Pompeying, that's the important thing, right?
Pompeying.
As long as they're
Pompeying.
Yeah, you got a little smile there.
Real stretch of a joke. I'm surprised they got.
It's a stretch of a joke in front of English or American people, let alone people's English as a second language.
Hey, do you guys drink a lot of vodka? Is that true?
Of course. Right now, we're really drunk.
You're very drunk right now. Yeah.
What do you mix it with typically?
First of all, it should be iced.
Okay.
Because all American bars giving you the warm vodka, and to me, it's ridiculous. It should be iced, and you can drink it just with lemon or just a sip of tomato juice or any other juice.
Interesting.
Whatever you want.
You can use pickles.
You can use a pickles, yeah.
Wow.
Pickles?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, like you put a pickle on the side, like they put a martini with a lemon on it, you could put a pickle on a gherkin on the side.
When you're drunk, you can do whatever you want to do.
You should sniff the salt and put some lemon in your ice fresh
Ireland
the
style,
ice.
That's
with your head.
Any cuts, you should put some lemon in that too. Anything that gives you pain, that would be a very Russian. Mm. And then the vodka could cure the pain, yeah, right? Sure, yeah. Have you seen the stuff that in the bars here?
We are more fans of bourbon.
Oh, you really? Are? You got into the American thing.
Yeah, so maybe that's why we are here.
Vodka's very popular in the United States. Lots of different vodkas from all over the world, made out of different vegetables and all kinds of different things. And have you seen the stuff that they serve it with? I mean, there's a whole... Right, have you been in the bars here much, or do you just drink alone?
Alone. On the beach.
But you can do that today, right? After you get out of here.
Right.
Sometimes we're taking a bath full of vodka, jacuzzi, vodka.
That's exactly how I pictured Russians. It's true. They take
baths.
That's
exactly what we're doing every day.
You do it every day. Pompeo's live in studio on KX93.5. You guys are going to take us out with one more song. Yeah. What's the second one you guys are going
to
do for
us? The second song is called Liar. And I forgot to mention that Pasadena has video. You can YouTube it.
Great.
And Liar has another video. The second current single from our latest LP, Real. Baby. That will be harder. Да. И пой верхние бэки, ладно?
This is the first time we've ever had Russian spoken on our radio.
Всем русским привет.
Would you like me to translate?
Desire, not trying to get away.
Pompeo, live in the studio at KX93.5. Tremendous stuff, guys. Thanks for coming
nice
in.
Nice job, you guys. Awesome.
Playing
thank
that.
You.
That's really great.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. All the way from Moscow, Russia, by way of being LA immigrants. You guys moving around, trying to make a home for yourself in Los Angeles. So keep it up. Again, Santa Barbara, you've got a show. We'll look up that venue and put it online on the 17th. And the new album, Real, is out. Where yeah. should people go to get that?
Well, actually, Pompeo.com or label website is noshame.com. You can order it online.
Great.
And of course, we will try to bring some stuff on our live shows.
Yeah. So Santa Barbara, that's the next chance to see yeah. you. Thank you guys so much for driving down this morning and for
thank
playing
you.
For us.
Thank you.
Спасибо.
All right. There you go. There's some Russian on the radio. Nice one. Actually, we failed. We failed today.
Why?
Because this is a brand new show for us. And we did this whole thing where we were going to try and... We decided on a word, a secret word, mm-hmm. that we were going to try and get you guys to say, and we couldn't get you to say it. Oh. And the word was tonic. Could you just say tonic for us?
Tonic.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Well done. Yeah, we got it. We'll edit this entire thing for the podcast, and we'll slot it in like we won. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. We're KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.